Have you ever seen around here a fence or a wall made out of loose stone or rock?
Stone fence nowhere.
Just don't have those around?
No, don't have no stone fences I know of. They got a wire, a big stout wire now. Let me see what they call that around people's yard to put around there now. Let me see what they call it. They can buy that. It's called some kind of fence, I know. What they call it?
Not a hurricane fence.
No. Well, like I can think of that. Oh, chain link.
Chain link, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, chain link. I couldn't think about that.
Good deal.
Chain link fence is what I was talking about. Yeah, they a lot of them. Right.
Is there much cotton growing in this area these days?
No, there's not too much around.
Did you ever do any work with the in the cotton field?
Yeah, up around Monroe, up in there. Pick cotton. I got a few little stalks out there now. It's just beginning to open.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Just beginning to open. I'm trying to get enough to make me a good killer. I got some cards in there to card it.
Yes, sir.
Get the seed out. This year I got pretty good little hopes of finishing up my pillar. Got about a dozen stalks out there, I reckon, too.
Yes, sir.
And it is loaded.
Do you ever have any trouble with the grass growing in your cotton field?
Yeah.
Get rid of?
Yeah, in the cotton, corn, garden.
What do you call that stuff? What is it?
Oh, well, it's all kinds of grass grows. And, this year, mostly after you cultivate it, lay it by, this parsley comes up. What you call parsley?
Yes.
Clover is the right name, clover. People call it parsley, but it's clover. I've always heard of clover. And it'll come and make big bunches. And if you've got some hogs or chickens or something to feed it to, you pull them big bunches up, you'll throw it in the pen, and Lord, they eat it like sugar. They'll eat it up. And it'll fatten hog. It'll fatten. Put it to it.
You said lay it by. What does that mean?
Laying a crop by? Yeah. Laying it by is through plowing, through working. It's just there.
Oh, you finished with it?
Yeah, finished. Yeah.
Doesn't need any more tending to
it? Uh-uh. It's laid by then. And sometimes the weeds or that parsley come after you lay by.
Gotcha. Well, if somebody says that he's going to chop cotton, what does that mean?
Well, that means thin cotton. Thin and chopping's about all the same. So it both goes together. You chop cotton, that's thinning it. Making it where it ain't too thick in a row, you know. Thicker it is, more fertilized, more it takes more strength. But if you've got it where it's right distance apart, well, it'll make big, stout, nice cotton.
We were talking about fences. If you were going to put up a barbed wire fence, what would those things, you know, that you have to dig holes for? Those are the
post hole diggers. Yeah, take them post hole diggers and dig your holes. And then start putting your wires on.
What do you put the wires across?
You put them, you unroll them down the side of your post. Fasten it at one end, it's a